Tractate 39. John 8. 26, 27. Part 2. Let us hear, then, the beginning who speaks to us. I have, said he, many things to say of you and to judge. You remember that he said, I do not judge anyone. See, now he says, I have many things to say of you and to judge. But, I do not judge is one thing, I have to judge is another, for he had come to save the world, not to judge the world. In saying, I have many things to say of you and to judge, he speaks of the future judgment. For therefore did he ascend, that he may come to judge the living and the dead. No one will judge more justly than he who was unjustly judged. Many things, said he, have I to say of you and to judge, but he that sent me is true. See how the Son, his equal, gives glory to the Father. For he sets us an example, and says as it were in our hearts, O believer, if thou hearest my gospel, the Lord thy God saith to thee, when I, in the beginning God the Word with God, equal with the Father, co-eternal with him that begot, give glory to him whose Son I am, how canst thou be proud before him, whose servant thou art? I have many things, he said, to say of you and to judge, but he that sent me is true, as if he had said, therefore I judge the truth, because, as the Son of the True One, I am the truth. The Father true, the Son the truth, which do we account the greater? Let us reflect, if we can, which is the greater, the True One or the truth. Take some other instances. Is a pious man, or piety, the more comprehensive? Surely piety itself, for the pious is derived from piety, not piety from the pious. For piety may still exist, though he who was pious became impious. He has lost his piety, but has taken nothing from piety itself. What also of comely and comeliness? Comeliness is more than comely, for comeliness gives existence to the comely, not the comely to comeliness. And so of chaste and chastity. Chastity is clearly something more than chaste. For if chastity had no existence, one would have no ground to be chaste, but though one may refuse to be chaste, chastity remains entire. If then the term piety implies more than the term pious, comeliness more than comely, chastity than chaste, shall we say that the truth is more than the True One? If we say so, we shall begin to say that the Son is greater than the Father. For the Lord himself says most distinctly, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. Therefore, if the Son is the truth, what is the Father but what the truth himself says, he that sent me is true? The Son is the truth, the Father true. I inquire which is the greater, but find equality. For the true Father is true not because he contained a part of that truth, but because he begot it entire. I see I must speak more plainly. And, not to detain you long, let me treat only of this point today. When I have finished what, with God's help, I wish to say, my discourse shall close. I have said this, then, to enlist your attention. Every soul, as being a thing, is mutable, and although a great creature, yet a creature, though superior to the body, yet made. Every soul, then, since it is changeable, that is, sometimes believes, sometimes disbelieves, at one time wishes, at another time refuses, at one time is adulterous, at another chaste, now good, and again wicked, is changeable. But God is that which is, and so has retained as his own peculiar name, I am who am. Such also is the Son, when he says, if you believe not that I am, and thereto pertains also, who art thou? The beginning. God therefore is unchangeable, the soul changeable. When the soul receives from God the elements of its goodness, it becomes good by participation, just as by participation thine eye seeth. For it sees not when the light is withdrawn, while so long as it shares in the light it sees. Since then by participation the soul is made good, if it changes and becomes bad, the goodness remains that made it good. For there is a goodness of which it partook when good, and when it has turned to evil, that goodness continues entire. If the soul fall away and become evil, there is no lessening of goodness; if it return and become good, that goodness is not enlarged. Thine eye participates in this light, and thou seest. Is it shut? Then thou hast not diminished the light. Is it open? Thou hast not increased the light. By this illustration, brethren, understand that if the soul is pious, there is piety with God, of which the soul is partaker; if the soul is chaste, there is chastity with God, of which it partakes; if it is good, there is goodness with God, of which it partakes; if it is true, there is truth with God, of which the soul is partaker. Whereof if the soul is no partaker, every man is false, and if every man may be false, no man is true of himself. But the true Father is true of himself, for he begot the truth. It is one thing to say, that man is true, for he has taken in the truth; it is another, God is true, for he begot the truth. See then how God is true not by participating in, but by generating the truth. I see you have understood me, and am glad. Let this suffice you today. The rest, according as he gives it, we shall expound when the Lord pleases.